David Cameron offered his support.
Britain remains staunch in our defence of Israel's right to exist and right to defend itself. We also remain thoroughly committed to the two-state solution and the peace process.
Netanyahu said he was ready to resume unconditional direct negotiations with the Palestinians, but security was at the top of the Israeli Prime Minister's agenda.
The Middle East is the center under the twin forces of militant Islam, the militant Sunnis led by ISIS, the militant Shiites led by Iran.
Six world powers signed the nuclear deal with Iran in July, to Israel's dismay. The deal would freeze Iran's nuclear development in exchange for gradual sanctions relief. Prime Minister Netanyahu fears a Western rapprochement with Iran and is keeping up the pressure to ensure the deal is verified, says analyst Yossi Mechelberg of Regent's University London.
What he's trying to do is to build the case for the future if they find out the Iranians are not abiding by the agreement.
Mechelberg says Israel should change its approach.
How actually to incorporate Iran back into the international community and empower those who want Iran to become a more peaceful and cooperative part of the international community. Unfortunately, the Israel political system doesn't see it like this.
Protests against Netanyahu's visit continued in London Thursday as demonstrators blocked trucks delivering supplies to an arms fair.
The UK government has consistently sold weapons to Israel, which are then used in indiscriminate discriminate acts of violence against the Palestinian people.
Analysts say Netanyahu is under pressure to return from London with something that he can sell as a policy achievement to a concerned Israeli public. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.